Another question from the internet. Is the current Brahma in the head of our sampradaya a pure devotee? Well, definitely he must be, otherwise how could he be the head of our sampradaya? Brahma Madhva Gaurya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If he's not a pure devotee, then we're all in a lot of trouble. Definitely he's a pure devotee. Not all Brahmas may be pure devotees. Some maybe still have some material desires, although it's a very elevated position. But it's attained by performance of one's varnashram duties, specifically as a brahmana. If one executes the duties of a brahmana perfectly for 100 lives without any defect, then one can attain the post of Lord Brahma. So it's not in and of itself a spiritual post, but the present Brahma in our sampradaya is a pure devotee. Some doubts may arise about this when we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, for instance, that Lord Brahma stole the calves and cowherd boys of Krishna during Krishna's boyhood pastimes, Brahma Vimohana Leela. Then Krishna bewildered Brahma, and then Brahma prayed in apology to Krishna. So some doubt might arise, and there are other narrations in Bhagavatam and other shastras also of Brahma chasing his daughter. There's the description of how Brahma became angry when the Kumaras, they refused his order to beget children, and in anger Rudra was born from his forehead. So it might appear that this Brahma is not fully perfect, but he is. Vaishnava charitra sarvada pavitra jara ninde hingsa kare bhakate vinod na sambhase tare dandavata kare dandavata thake dure. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the character of a Vaishnava is always pure, and whoever blasphemes him, Bhaktivinoda says, I'll offer him respects from a distance. So it might appear in the character of great personalities that there's some defect, but we shouldn't see like that. For instance, by Brahma's taking away the calves and cowherd boys of Krishna, that demonstrated how much greater than Brahma is Krishna. Because Krishna reproduced. Actually, there are many points about this lila. I think I spoke about this in just now in Sri Rangam. How Krishna fulfills many purposes by one pastime. So by doing that, Brahma, he became instrumental in Krishna's pastimes. In that and also, we have to consider who could steal Krishna's cows, calves and cowherd boys. It's not anyone can do that. And as for other things, well, when the sons of Marichi, when they laughed at Brahma, they scoffed at Brahma for having chased his daughter, then they had to take birth in the wombs of demons. They went through several births. So we should be careful. If someone who is on a very high platform does something which is not proper, then we should consider the various considerations. One of them is apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hi saha kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta panashyati. Krishna says that if someone who's completely dedicated to me circumstantially engages in some very bad activity, that should not be taken seriously. They should still be considered a saintly person, because they'll very quickly come to the proper position. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, declare it, that my devotee is never vanquished. So Brahma, he came as Haridas Thakur in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The position of Brahma is the topmost materially in the universe. Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, which is considered... Nowadays we're not supposed to say things like that because of it's all... Everyone's supposed to treat everyone equally, but it's considered very low because it's against the Vedic principles to take birth in a Muslim family. But because of his complete dedication to Harinam and to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded him the position of Namacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the holy names, and he did that personally and through his disciples, and particularly gave the title Namacharya to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas, even though he's Brahma, he wanted to take a position of great humility. So as being born in a Muslim family, he'd get no social respect. So yes, Brahma, he's the head of our sampradaya. Madhvacharya doesn't include, he doesn't comment at all or even include in his Bhagavatam commentary the Brahma Vimohana Leela. He just leaves it out. He doesn't deny that it exists, but he doesn't, because we shouldn't even see such things. We should not think badly. Of course, we have to be careful also. Just like if there's someone who's supposed to be a paramahamsa but they dance with young girls, as here in South India, one so-called paramahamsa from Tiruvannamalai, he became infamous for doing that. So we shouldn't think, oh, he's a great saint. We should understand this is not proper. So it requires fine discrimination to understand all these points.